Liam, do you like free shit?
Yeah.
Do you like gay people? Mm. All right. Well, you should enter our giveaway.
Woo! That's right, everyone. We have a giveaway for the month of Pride. We're going to be giving away some really awesome stuff. What are they going to be getting, Chase?
So for our giveaway, we have teamed up with independent queer creators because the corporations have enough fucking money.
Yes.
And we are giving away 200 smackaroonies worth of stuff.
Yeah, $200.
We are giving away one handmade knit market bag by Tiff Knits.
We've also got a gorgeous inclusive pride candle from Edith and Herbert.
Two custom enamel pins by Matt Hans, a local Vancouver artist.
As well as a digital portrait from Iconic Designs.
And then finally, because we can't get enough of ourselves, we are giving away one pack of 5 custom 2 servings of fruit stickers.
Yes, by Ally Modded by Maya.
Yes, Modded by Maya. She's not queer, but she's an ally. So to enter, we will have obviously the link in this description. All you have to do is enter your email and boom, you're in.
Boom. It's that easy.
And while you're there, you can follow the queer creators that we've teamed up with for extra points and extra entries.
As well, you can go check out some of their awesome work. Go support your local queer independent artists and us.
And of course us.
The winners will be announced by the end of the month.
So now, our episode. Hello.
Hey.
First things first, we need to talk about a major life event in Liam's
life.
A major life event in Liam's life.
This isn't allowed.
Liam is spoken for.
No, that is not true. I had one date.
Liam had a date. Yeah. Yeah. Liam had a date, everyone. Yeah. Insert. Aww.
I'm still a virgin.
Born again
Christian virgin.
This was
virgin.
Your first date in how long?
This is the first, I have not been on a date since last summer.
Almost a year.
Yeah, like 11 months.
I remember your last date, I think.
11 months.
And how was it?
It was great.
Are you in Anyways, love?
No, that's
Are you in
not,
love?
We're not
Are
going
you in
to
love?
Talk about that
Are you
anymore.
In love? Are you in love?
On to the episode.
Should I put his social media
No.
What?
I'm not bringing this podcast up to anyone in my personal life.
Okay, well, let's start the episode.
Yeah, anyways, we're talking about Pride today.
We're talking about Pride. It's Pride Month. Do you hear that voice crack?
Yeah, I heard that voice crack. You're a podcaster. Weren't you doing vocal exercises on your way here?
Yeah, screaming. I was screaming because I couldn't find my car keys.
Perfect.
So
we should do a whole episode where we just voice crack on everywhere. Like, hey, everyone.
That doesn't sound like a voice crack.
It's one long voice crack, yeah.
Try to do one little voice crack.
Hey!
Jerry Seinfeld.
That's Jerry.
Almost came out
That's
there.
That's Jerry.
Just
hey,
about.
Jerry.
Finally. Anyways.
That's Jerry Seinfeld right there.
Before we talk about Pride, we need to talk about
weird
Liam's
shit.
Date.
No,
just
we
kidding.
Need to talk about weird shit of the week.
Yeah, weird shit. Cue jingle.
Weird, it's the weirdest shit that you've ever seen this week. Yeah, welcome to Weird Shit of the Week. The week.
Okay, what's your weird shit? You go first.
Okay.
Because I think mine's going to be better.
Yeah, mine's not very good. Never is. Anyways.
Never is.
It's from The Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline is, Mom... They're British, so they say mom. It's true. Mom orders chicken from takeaway, but is sickened when she cuts into a deep fried towel.
Well, okay, that's not where I was expecting it to go.
I
don't know about it.
A woman claims to have ordered chicken from fast food chain Jollibee. I've never even heard of that.
I've heard of that. You know who's... Oh, my God. I've heard of that. That's a place... They have some in Toronto, too, apparently.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it's like Filipino food or something. Or like a really...
Oh, wow.
Dallas was telling me about it. And she said it was like...
Good.
Spaghetti. Like, really weird.
Filipino spaghetti?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, apparently very sweet. Anyways, sorry.
When it arrived and she tried to cut it up, she discovered she'd been served a deep fried towel.
I'm the disgusted to find out this oh my god, that actually is kind of gross.
Could you imagine if you're going to cut into chicken and you see like this blue towel?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what? First, also, who cuts into fried chicken? Like, just eat it with your hand.
Well, I'm happy she did instead of biting into it.
That would be a little more concerning, yeah, if you took a big bite out of that shit.
Yeah.
Aw, poor lady. Poor lady.
This was in the Philippines.
Oh, I thought this was in Britain.
I thought it was in the UK too. Because they said mum. And she said on Facebook, this is just something that frustrated me.
The end. So the person who found that article pretty much was just scouring Facebook. Like in the depths of Facebook.
I think that's all the weird shit. I think all the weird shit is their job is to look on the internet for weird shit.
Nah, here's a great one. Mine is, where is this from? I don't know what website this is. UPI? UPI? I don't know. United Press International. I've never heard of it.
I haven't either.
Maybe it's probably fake news. FDA, don't eat cicadas if you have seafood allergies.
Like the bug?
The bug. The FDA put out a statement basically saying, if you want to eat cicadas and you're allergic to seafood, don't eat cicadas.
Did they say why?
Because apparently they share a family relation to shrimp and lobsters.
The bug?
The bug. I'm sorry, but how?
I'm going to look up what they look like.
Cicadas are huge, nasty bugs, by the way, and they're loud. They're extremely loud. But they're seasonal bugs that come out every 17 years. If you don't know what cicadas are,
this is
the year they come out, 2021. And they mate like crazy. They eat a bunch of shit and then they get eaten and then they go back underground or something. Or they lay their eggs that don't hatch for another 17 years.
How do you spell cicada?
C-I-C-A-D-A.
Oh, I did not spell that right.
But apparently, people eat them because they're American. Like, cicadas are like an American bug and American people eat them.
I want to know who's eating them.
Apparently.
Is it a delicacy?
I don't know, but like, it says here, the plentiful insects have inspired a number of culinary creations that use the cicadas as a main ingredient.
I have, like, watching, like, Top Chef and stuff, I have seen them use, like, bugs to add, like, a nutty flavor to things.
Nutty.
However, it's only when, like, the challenge calls for it. Like, when they have free reign, none of them are reaching for the fucking crickets to put on
literally,
their dish.
Like, sorry. Like,
have you tasted a bug?
I've been to the Bug Museum in New Westminster, and I bought a pack of barbecue-flavored worm larvae.
Oh, were they good?
They were just really crunchy.
I was a kid,
and, like, a lot of, like, flaky texture.
Yeah, I've had, like, dried crickets before.
Yeah.
And I've had a dried scorpion once.
That would be, like, too crunchy, I think.
The scorpion was really crunchy, and they were both really, like, nutty.
Nutty? Ooh. You're allergic to nuts. You have no idea what nuts taste like.
I have a general idea, because I found out I was allergic by fucking trying them. But the crickets, just, like, when you chewed them, turned into, like, dusty texture. Like, dusty in your mouth. So.
That's kind of gross.
Not my favorite.
Cicadas are really cool, not gonna lie. 2021, I do think that's awesome. Like, they're very interesting creatures.
The 17-year
thing is so random. And also, now I found out they're also a seafood.
They look like if you bit into them, they have lots of, like, gooey guts.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
So, like, if you cook... Ugh. Like, you know how, like, you gut animals you eat? You can't gut a cicada. It's too small. So, do you just eat the gooey guts?
I hope so.
Or is it... Do those cook down and render. Like,
I'm the does it render. Cicada broth? Ew.
It's just like shrimp broth.
Ew. Shrimp broth is so gross. I don't love a seafood broth.
I don't think I've had a seafood broth.
You know what you should try? Shin ramen. Like, they have a seafood flavor. Horrible.
Well, then why should I try it?
So you can find out.
Mm.
It's terrible.
Yes.
It's like, it literally tastes like a fish market. Smells.
I don't hate how a fish market smells.
Ew, Chase. What the fuck?
I don't. It's kind of fresh and like,
well, the ice
sea.
And the sea. Sorry. Didn't realize we had a fucking cricket-eating, fish-stinky-loving asshole over here.
That's me.
Are you saying fish stinky?
Anyways, fish stinky loving.
Yeah.
Well, that was weird shit of
that
the week.
That was weird shit,
that was
though.
Some weird shit.
Don't go to Jollibee.
Both involving consumption.
Yeah.
Of bugs and towels.
And that lends right into the consumption of homosexuals during Pride Month.
Jeez.
By corporations.
Holy shit. That took a turn.
We are being consumed.
Oh, Pride. Pride. Oh, yeah. Pride. So if you didn't know, it's Pride Month.
It is Pride Month, baby. I'm excited.
Yeah. I feel like... Oh, this is an audio podcast.
Yeah,
I'm doing
sorry,
a no flat one can... line with my hand.
No one can see that that gesture.
Description. I'm doing flat line with my hand. Yeah. That's how I feel. Because of COVID.
Yeah. And also, one thing we kind of have to preface this with, Vancouver Pride is in August. So...
Yeah. So, it's always weird. Like, it's always been weird, like, seeing everyone celebrate Pride Month and knowing that our Pride is still 2 months away.
Right.
And then our Pride comes along, everyone's moved on.
Yeah, no one remembers.
Yeah.
No one's excited anymore.
But on the flip side of that, I'm thinking like maybe something will be possible by August.
Yes.
So.
For us. In the States, they're just already going to be, yeah.
Like, yeah, they're having a great time.
Pride's going to happen.
So.
I actually don't know when, like do all, is there like a week long where all the cities in America do it? Like, or are they all kind of staggered? Like,
I don't know, but do you know when Toronto Pride is? Because they'll be susceptible to Canadian restrictions.
No, I don't.
It's in June. Oh, Friday, June 18th to Sunday, June 27th. That's a long parade.
The big one is in New York, right? That's World Pride.
Have you been to a Pride besides Vancouver?
No.
I went to Seattle Pride.
That'd be fun.
In 2019. And it was fun. It was huge.
Literally,
like,
I bet.
Huge event with big stage and performances and all these tents and merchants and all that stuff.
Oh, I love Pride. Pride's so much fun.
Yeah, I do enjoy the spirit of Pride.
Yeah, it's just a great day.
Yeah.
And you get drunk.
You know what I've been seeing, and my boyfriend mentioned this, was like a lot of like gay influencers during Pride ask for money.
For what?
Because they're gay.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, he like sent me some. There. At first, it's like it comes off like a joke.
I was going to say, but like, then, sorry.
But then it almost becomes not a joke, and it's just them asking for money. And it's usually like these white gay
that
men.
So funny.
So
I was in the honestly in the same vein. I was supposed to work today and I just really didn't want to. I just wanted 2 days off in a row. So I posted in our work Facebook group and I just said, can someone please take my shift? It's Pride Month, so you can't say no to me. I'm gay. And
it worked.
And this girl took my shift. She's taking my shift. She was like, oh, Liam, I'll take your shift. Happy Pride. And I was like, oh, my God, you don't actually have to do it because I'm gay. And she's like, no, I just want to work, but also
that's
happy Pride.
Funny.
And I was like, oh, my God.
I definitely have, every time I book, like, Pride weekend off in Vancouver, it's usually around my birthday, too, like, same weekend. So I always say when I book it off, birthday and Pride, I'm gay.
Yeah, like, sorry, you cannot book me on Pride.
No.
I can't work that day.
It's a hate crime.
That's a federal holiday.
Yeah, for us.
For me.
What was your first Pride?
My first Pride, I was a teenager. Me and my mom were just kind of going to do something that day. We were like, oh, what should we do today? And then we found out it was Pride. And we were like, oh, let's go see. Let's go check it out. And I was like 14 or 15, and I went to Pride with my mom, and she was, like, trying to, like, hook me up. She's like, this is my son, he's gay, to, like, pretty much every gay person she saw. And I was, like, 14.
Aww, that's
like,
kind of cute.
In cargo shorts, like.
That's, like, sweet.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But it was fun. We walked around. I got a photo with the Trojan guy, because there's always a yes. The Trojan guy.
I'm not.
My mom's like, go take a picture.
14 with a picture with the Trojan guy.
Literally, I'm like so pimply, like just so acne boy.
Can we post
greasy,
the photo?
Greasy. I don't have it, thank God.
Find it.
And I have this like rainbow airplane necklace on this like gray shirt. It was not a look. Not a look at all. It was like a craft necklace I made that day.
My first Pride, I think I was 14 too. When I went with, fuck, I can't remember. Is that offensive? Oh my God, what the fuck was her name?
It doesn't matter. You're not supposed to say names anyways.
Right. Okay. I went with my friend. I won't say her name out of respect for her. It was fun. It was a little overwhelming as a young gay. I was a little overwhelmed.
It is. It was a lot. The first time it's like, whoa.
And then I didn't go for like the next 3 brides.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 14. I think my next one was 17. I've gone every year since then.
I always ended up missing the parade, or I'd get there too late and the parade would start, and I'd be like, oh, fuck, I can't see it from here. So we'd walk to try and find a new spot, but because it's so crowded, we'd basically walk at the pace of the parade, so I'd see, like, a total of 1 float, because I'd be
walking
by
with the float.
Yeah, and I was like, cool. Like,
this, that's funny.
Honestly, I don't love the parade anyways. I don't love watching a parade.
I like the energy of the parade. I could not stand there and watch the whole ass parade.
I walked in the parade 1 year.
Me too.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did we walk the same year?
I walked 2 years ago, because last year wasn't a thing. And that was your birthday.
I'm trying to do the math. Oh, I walked the year before that.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that. And then, yeah, it was fun. It was a little, I really
Who
had to
Who did you
pee
walk with?
Like, I had
like
to
what
pee
what float
so
did you
bad.
Walk with?
A radio station.
Oh, really?
My friend worked at a radio station.
Wow. So hook up. I walked with like a cider company that my boyfriend's friend was involved in.
Did you get
so
free
we
drinks?
We both walked. No, we got free merch from the cider company.
I had to wear a radio t-shirt.
Yeah. And honestly, I was like walking in it. I was so fucking over it by the end. I don't know if I'd ever walk in the parade again.
I felt awkward. I was like, hi, everyone.
I felt, okay, walking in the parade was a weird experience. It was fun. It was fucking hot. I would wear less clothes next time. And, like, we had to go and hand out free shit, mm-hmm. right? And people were so greedy.
People oh, yeah. I load up on condoms at Pride. I never use them.
But people were
Not
straight
because
up.
I don't. I never use them because I don't have sex.
People were like rude. Like I would go up and like try to like give stuff evenly, and this one lady I remember was grabbing it from my hand.
Really?
And I was like, fuck off. I was like, fuck off. Happy Pride.
And the fuck off. Happy Pride.
Yeah, people were annoying. And then I also don't know if you remember, wore shoes that were not the right size. They were just rainbow and I wanted to wear them, and they cut into my heel.
Jeez.
Deeply cut into my heel, and Jeez. I didn't notice. And then at the end of the parade, mm-hmm. everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I looked at my fucking heel, and it was like
covered in blood.
Trigger warning, blood.
Oh my
all
god.
Over. And like all over the back of the shoe, like completely stained the shoes that I only bought for this
you're
occasion.
Like bleeding on
yeah,
the street.
Like there was probably people probably stepped in my blood after me.
Ew.
People probably were looking at me walk like, is that guy okay?
And then it's like a protest thing.
And then so I went to the paramedics because like I didn't notice it hurting during the parade. Like I knew it was uncomfortable after the parade when I saw it. It was like pain.
Really?
Like it like cut into my heel. I was in That's so much disgusting. Pain. So I had to go to the paramedics. So they wrapped it up. And Ew. Then I just, you know, spent the rest of my day with a huge bandage on my ankle.
That's fucked up.
And I went to a shop on Davie, mm-hmm. the gay street in Vancouver, and got like slides because I couldn't wear my shoes anymore.
Yeah. That is horrible. That is true.
That was my walking in the parade experience, everyone.
Mine was great. I had a bee land on me.
That sounds horrible.
It just landed and then left. Yeah, like, have you ever been to, like, a true... Like, I knew this guy 1 year, and he went to, like, this, like, warehouse party. Like, people... Like, they had, like, a photo thing, mm-hmm. and it was like a gay party. I've only ever been to like a club.
I've only
Pride.
Been to the clubs on Pride, and the clubs on Pride are fucking insane.
Yes. Oh my god, the Davie Street on Pride like is literally
insane.
It's insane.
Yeah. I went to Celebrities One Pride. It was so fucking busy. I don't literally. Think I've ever been in a club that busy. And Celebrities is quite big. Like yeah. has two and like you were like body to body. I felt so claustrophobic, I had to leave.
I went to Junction on Pride. I had to wait. We waited in line 2 hours.
Yeah, like we were together wait. At the start, remember?
Yeah, and
we
I was like, together. There's no way this line is going to take 2 hours. And I was like, there's no way. It
and
took
then
2 hours.
My friend made me... I wanted to go to Junction, and her and someone else made us go to Celebrities. I'm not bitter.
Junction wasn't... See, the thing is, the reason it took so long to get in is because they didn't have as many people inside.
Which would be nice.
Yeah. And they had a that day, during the daytime, I was there in the day, I think, they had a like a back patio open too, which was really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was like cool, just had a drink. I met this woman from New York who was a vice president of a company. And she's like, I'm here for a conference, like my girlfriend is out and about, and she was like, she's like, I didn't even know it was Pride.
Yeah, because like, it's fucking August.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, what the fuck? Did I go back in time?
Yeah, and then she's like, so really nice, really great to just kind of come
That's out. Cool. There's like an energy around Pride Month that I really love, like, and just like a personal energy where it's like, I'm always, I feel like, pretty unapologetic when it comes to being gay, but during Pride Month, I feel like more like, ooh.
I love Pride Month because it's just so like celebratory and just and like fun. Happy. Yeah, you know? It's still, I like that it also brings awareness to the history of LGBTQ rights in across the world and just, you know, talking about and like having open discussions about what still needs to happen, but also with like such a hopeful, like positive, like message as well.
Well, I would say one of the things I don't like about Pride is I almost feel like, and maybe it's changing, I almost feel like it doesn't focus on enough. Like it's almost just too much of a...
Too much fun?
Not too much fun, but like, I don't know. I feel like Pride doesn't always include everyone. And it's like on those floats, it's a lot of just like muscular, white, gay men.
Yeah.
Who I don't like.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, there's a whole issue of inclusivity at Pride. And that's why I think there's been so many newer, in quotes, like flags for other sexualities and identities that have come out more, which is good. But I don't know that Pride includes everyone all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That is a challenge, I think, for the community at large as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. It's a huge issue within the gay community. If you want to talk about racism and transphobia and stuff like that. So, but I feel like Pride in more recent years, I've seen way more trans flags, way more flags that honestly I don't even know what they are, and I look it up and I discover something new, you know what I mean? Like, like the intersex flag, didn't know what that was, and I saw it at Pride. So, I don't know. I think Pride can move in the right direction. I just think like the community needs to move in the right direction too.
For sure. So. Absolutely. I also think one thing that I love and hate is the corporatization of Pride. Like, I love seeing companies be like, rainbow, 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 rainbow for a month. But then it is also, I think there is legitimate criticism to then also say, but then these companies don't really do anything for the community.
I know. That's such a, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it because I get it. And it's like definitely a more recent thing where companies are so outwardly like,
for Pride Month.
We love gays in the month of June and then, you know, pretty silent for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
In the same breath. Sometimes I like rainbow merch.
I like rainbow shit, of course. And I think it still is a sign of the times that, I, like, literally 10 years ago, never would have seen that.
Yeah.
Like, these companies would have gone under for even engaging in any sort of politicking.
I definitely think that it's a good direction that companies are so outwardly like, we support Pride. But I also think it's a good thing for us to hold them accountable and remember that queer people are around for all the other months of the year.
Yes.
And need support all the other months of the year.
Yes.
Especially the marginalized groups within
the queer community.
Our marginalized group. You know what I mean? So.
No, I agree. I agree completely.
And like, I saw this video. I can't remember who it was. It might have been. I don't know. It was someone from Drag Race, and she said, like, she gets obviously so many bookings during Pride Month and so many things. And she's like, okay, like, I have bills to pay for the rest of the year, too. Like, I like the bookings for the rest of the year compared to Pride Month are like so slim. But I will say, I also think that's something that's changing because you see drag queens endorsing like a lot of things, I feel like, throughout the whole year, like being brought on as spokespeople for products. Throughout the year, like not just Pride Month. So,
well, I think that even just lends to the salience of drag is like very much increasing. Very much increasing. Yeah. For those who might not be aware, Pride can be traced back to the first brick thrown by a black trans woman of color at a police officer in Stonewall. And that woman was Marsha P. Johnson.
Reportedly, there are different reports that say it wasn't her.
Yeah, but
Regardless,
the mythos, I guess, then.
Regardless, she was a pivotal person in the gay liberation movement.
Absolutely. And it started a riot. And it was the police against the queer community.
Because they were shutting down Stonewall, which was a gay bar that didn't call itself a gay bar.
Because those were not allowed to exist at the time.
Yeah.
And it was just a place where the community was able to openly interact with each other and just...
Yeah.
Enjoy life.
And that happened in June.
Yeah.
So that's why the fuck June is our Pride Month.
Yes. And that is the briefest origin.
Protests started to happen and then they started to happen annually. And then I think those protests slowly, as gay people started to gain more rights, became parades. But the Pride Parade, I think, is still inherently a protest.
I think it is. And I think it's an important symbol of not only how far we've come, how far we need to go. And it's a reminder of just being accepting of yourself, which is honestly, no matter how much society changes, I think for queer people everywhere, it is just like, you just need that reminder. Because no matter what, like, you're constantly going to be told you're not in the in-group, like, in subtle ways whenever it happens, so.
How do you think Pride could be more inclusive to trans people, people of color, etc.?
I think, for one, we need to lift up their voices. I think Pride, and especially the month of Pride, is a great opportunity to hear from people in the LGBTQ community. And I think the people that we really need to be listening to right now are trans people, are people of color who are queer as well. And we need to be listening to their struggles and what we can do to be allies within the community.
Especially white gay men.
Yes.
The most privileged of the rainbow.
Yeah.
Like,
that privilege comes with responsibility to be open and to be, what's the word? Proactive.
Yeah, and educated.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance shirtless on that float, baby.
Yes, you can have fun at Pride, but you better be putting in the work, too.
Yeah, so you've been warned.
Yeah, educate the people in your lives. We're very lucky in Canada to be able to exist openly, but like, that is not the same in literally majority of the world.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because I feel like I almost live in like a vacuum seal sometimes of just like privilege, and like I love Pride Month and I can go out and be so fucking gay all throughout the streets and all year long. I can just be this big flaming gay person, and that's just my life. Like, that's just normal.
Yeah.
And I feel like I forget sometimes that for so many people around the world, they would be killed.
Literally.
Or put in jail.
Literally. It's sad. It's really sad.
And even less extreme than that, so many people would be, like, disowned by their families. Like, on a personal level.
Still would even hear.
Yeah. So it's... Yeah, I don't know. I always... Not always, but I often catch myself, like, forgetting just how good I have it. To even be able to talk about Pride and celebrate Pride and have a gay podcast.
Literally. Like, a successful gay podcast.
Top 10% globally. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, same-sex marriage in Canada was legalized in
2005. Mm-hmm. I forget how it passed.
I don't know the deets. But 2005 is better than 2014 or whatever you said America was.
Yeah.
It's still pretty recent, though.
It is.
Kind of crazy.
It is. I know. It is really weird to think about.
Yeah. And like, as you know, I've been binging Pose. Mm-hmm. And it takes place in the 90s and the late 80s during the AIDS epidemic and stuff. And like, really highlights the protesting that happened during the AIDS epidemic. Like, they do protests on the show, and I have been Googling it and reading about it because I'm like, was that a real thing? And it was a real thing. Like, they wrapped a house in a condom. I don't know if you've seen that, but they wrapped a house. They got a giant condom made and wrapped a house in it as a protest. Anyways, that's not that long ago. Like, I'm thinking,
there were still laws on the books at that time in, like what we consider, like, our bubble, that still made being gay illegal, like, de facto illegal, because it was like they had like sodomy laws, and it was like if you were caught soliciting sodomy, which was just inappropriate sexual acts, which was just used to target gay men specifically,
and gay women too, and but just like gay sex, mm-hmm. you could literally go to jail.
Yeah.
They had, like, undercover cops, like, trying to catch people. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, I, like, because then, like, in my head, I think of the timeline of Pose. Mm-hmm. And then I've also been rewatching Friends. And I think of, like, this was being filmed when, like, gay people were being fucking killed and jailed and
yeah.
and mistreated by the government. And, literally. Like, I'm like, I don't know. It's just, like... Like the AIDS epidemic and the gay rights movement in my head until I've started making these connections feels
so long ago. Well, we weren't alive for it, so like it seems it's literally just like history to us.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that long before we were born.
Literally, I know.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's crazy to me. It's the same thing as when you learn about the civil rights movement. And like, slavery didn't end that long ago.
Literally.
Like.
Slavery was around for longer than it was not.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Stuff like that really fucks with my head.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, like. Good that we're pushing forward.
Yeah. How are you going to celebrate this pride this June, this Pride Month June?
I'm going to get drunk in your apartment.
Woo!
Maybe go to a patio. Yeah. I can't go to the clubs.
Literally.
And then in August, hopefully I can go batshit crazy.
I'm going to buy some rainbow shit. I am going to rainbow react to everything on Facebook.
Yeah, I got my second dose of the vaccine in 6 days.
Yeah, ask for a rainbow sticker.
And then you'll get yours.
I don't know.
In July, probably.
Hopefully.
Because it's 2 months now.
Yes.
And then we'll be fully vaxxed.
Yeah.
And then we can we'll go batshit crazy in August.
I'm going to lick ground. Poles, even.
What do you think of the argument that I see every year for Pride Month? I mean, I know what you think of the argument, but I just want to bring it up. Where straight people are like, where's our straight parade?
Oh, yeah.
Where's our straight pride parade? One time I won't call them out, but a family member said that to me.
First of all, I just want to say, like, straight people can come to Pride and still have fun.
Straight
and
up.
Literally, like... You're still welcome at Pride if you're straight. It's not about, like, you. It's not like, oh my god, gay only.
No, we literally want the allies. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it's about just supporting everyone and loving each other and not being discriminatory. That being said, straight pride is, like, it's just a dog whistle for being homophobic. It's like, why can't we say all lives matter? It's because...
Yeah.
Like, sorry, because... You've never had to know that your life didn't matter.
Yeah.
Or you didn't ever have to feel like you couldn't be proud of being straight. Like, yeah. You exist in a world where it's never been an issue for you. It's never been something that you had to confront or even had to feel proud or ashamed of.
There's always that one person on Facebook who says, where's the straight pride parade? I've also heard so many arguments.
It's in my fucking ass.
I've always heard so many arguments about... Like, why the Pride Parade has to be so, like, over the top and extra and
why the fuck not?
Why that we need the whole month of June? Like, I'm sorry. You just want it to be a day?
One day? Because it's fun. Because it's a good time. Because why not have it be loud and over the top?
And it's fun for everyone, you fucks. I get a little frustrated, and this has happened. I mean, obviously, we're only on the, third day of Pride Month, but... All the fucking posts come rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
I get annoyed when I see people not using, like, the new Pride flag. I don't know how you feel, because I know some people don't like the new Pride flag.
I think, again, I tell this to people who don't know what letters to use when talking about the queer community or how to talk about it. I think it all just comes down to your intentions. If you're like, I don't like the new Pride flag because it includes black and brown.
I don't like black and brown.
Yeah, then that is different than using just the rainbow flag just because you like a rainbow flag. You know what I mean? Like, I think...
Fair.
I think it just comes down to the intent behind it. Like, if you don't use all the letters of the LGBTQ community, I don't think that in and of itself is wrong. I think it's when you're using it as a, like, intentionally to avoid talking about the people in the community that need to be mentioned as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But I'm more so speaking about gay people I've seen not use it.
What do you mean? Like
gay people who I see post just the rainbow and they don't include the black and brown, I think is not good.
I think it just comes down to what the intent behind it is.
But you can say intent, but I feel like to have like the innocence of intent, you almost need to be not fully educated on the matter. Like straight people who just use the rainbow flag because they're like trying their best to support the queer community and they don't know any better. Fine. Great. Gay people who know like that this new flag has been brought in since I think it was created in 2017 and choose not to use it,
choosing not to use it is an important signal. But like, I'm thinking like, if you're a gay person and you have like a rainbow flag in your house, like, yeah, that's fine. If you're a gay person and you're like not reposting like on Facebook that new flag, then that's more of an issue. But like, if you're just like passively like using rainbow because it's just there, like, and not actively going out of your way to search for it, I think that is different. That's what.
Let me think of an example like of what I saw, and I'll pick your brain. I saw someone post for Pride Month, and they posted, I have a couple examples. They posted the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple hearts. No black or brown heart. Is that a problem?
I think that should be included. I think you need to put that in there.
Especially because it's easy.
Literally. Like, that's what I mean. Like, when it's like, when you have the option.
Yeah, I also saw someone who did like a little drawing for Pride Month, and the letters were rainbow, and it was just the red to purple. Like, they created this drawing.
I don't know about that. That, I feel like, is less so.
Why? I thought you'd think the other way around.
No, I think when it's almost like, when it's, like, an artistic thing, I feel like you get more liberty to kind of just keep it however you want to do it. But I feel like if it's, like, as, like, an easy message, like, you know what I mean? Like, just show your support. Just show you are aware of that.
I somewhat disagree with the artistic liberty thing. I think it's the same vein and almost just as easy to include the other colors. But I get your perspective. Like, I don't know. I just feel like every time if it's around Pride, not just Pride Month, but if whatever I'm posting is about like it's something queer related and I'm using the rainbow, or like for our giveaway, for example, like I made the letters rainbow. Like I intentionally made sure there was black and brown in there.
Yeah.
I almost don't think about it anymore. You know
what
I mean?
That's fair, yeah.
Which I think everyone should get to. I remember when they introduced that flag, and at first seeing it, I was a little bit, like, I won't lie, I was a little bit like, eh, you know what I mean? But I think, especially over the years, learning more about it, and then, like, my studies in school have talked about people of color, and, like, I've just really, like, I've educated myself a lot more. I just couldn't imagine not using it now.
I think I, like, honestly, I support just all the flags. Except for there's one lesbian flag that I've recently learned about that is used by TERFs.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. But like if I see a rainbow, if I see rainbow with black and brown, if I see rainbow with the trans flag, if I see just a trans flag, if I see just a black and brown flag, like I'm happy to see all of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Pride is fun and it's celebratory and I love it. And then I think there's a lot to work on still.
For sure.
I don't want it to sound like I'm being a fucking Debbie Downer, like like shitting on Pride. I love Pride. I think Pride Month is exciting. I think I'm excited for Vancouver Pride and I hope it can happen. And yeah, I just think it's also important to acknowledge the progress that we need to make.
Absolutely.
So
where would you, like, what would the your number one city to go to Pride?
Well, New York. I want to experience New York Pride. It's a fucking event.
San Francisco Pride would be cool too.
Yeah, San Francisco would be cool too.
But yeah, Seattle was probably like pandemonium.
Seattle was much bigger than Vancouver's.
I feel like any cities is probably bigger than Vancouver's.
I know exactly. So I'm saying, like, imagine New York's.
I feel like in Brazil, it would get pretty crazy. Brazil has, like, a very big LGBTQ community.
Yeah, and they're not treated well.
No,
I know. They're murdered.
Literally, it's very, very sad.
But I think New York Pride is definitely on the bucket list. There's fucking so many celebrities there, too. All the Real Housewives?
Oh, yeah.
On their Bravo float? Come on. I would jump right on that float.
God. Hey. Andy Cohen probably does not sleep for like 3 days.
I don't think Andy Cohen sleeps at all. I don't think he's slept for 20 years.
His child probably doesn't see daylight while Andy Cohen is at World Pride.
Oh, my God. I'm not you saying Andy Cohen's neglecting his child during Pride Month.
He's busy. I'm sure he has staff.
Yeah, I'm sure he has staff.
It's probably Brandy Glanville because she's like begging him to let her back on the show.
Yeah, I'll watch your kid. I'll watch your kid. Please, I'll watch your kid. Please give me a diamond.
Oh, or Brandy. Camille.
Brandy, you can come on the show. You didn't reply to my email. Oh, me and Liam, also, I want to say, if you want to hear us talk more a little bit about Pride, we were on a different podcast.
Oh, yes. That's right.
We were on Do You Sis. And we will have more info about their podcast on another episode, I think. But I just wanted to mention, because it's kind of with our topic today, that we were guests. We were asked to be guests on another podcast to chat about Pride.
Yeah.
So
check that out.
That's nice.
Should we do Song of the Week?
No guests this week.
Yeah.
This is like our first episode in a long time where we have no guests.
I know.
And I think it's good because you all need to be reminded
that this is our fucking show.
And we are the stars here.
We are the legends.
We are the stars. We may be interviewing celebrities, but we are the stars.
We are the stars.
Yeah. Don't forget it. So should we talk about Liam's date some more?
No.
Should I call some listeners? I don't have their numbers.
Just some listeners, or just call them.
Okay, we can do Song of the Week. It's okay if this episode's like a touch shorter. What's your Song of the Week?
My Song of the Week, I've been really rocking out to some indie pop moments again, just because the sun's coming out. So it's Cigarettes in the Theater by Two Door Cinema Club.
Never heard it. Never heard of it.
You've never heard of Two Door Cinema Club?
I've heard of that band. I've never heard a song by them.
They're just like...
Oh, cool.
It's a good song. Just kind of like
indie pop. So it's like indie pop summer vibes?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what my song's going to be.
What?
So I've really been getting into Born This Way again because it was the 10th anniversary. Like, I listened to the whole album for the first time in a long time, and I just like that album.
We also just have to say, the Chromatica remix album better come out in June.
Literally. And the Born This Way remix album is coming out, I think, in June, too.
It better.
Or maybe July. Chromatica remix, if she's missing out on releasing that during Pride Month...
Idiot.
She needs a new marketing team.
Yeah, sorry, hire us, Gaga.
But anyways, so the song I rediscovered that I forgot I liked so dearly is Scheibe.
Oh, the... Yeah. How does it go again?
Scheibe.
Ich brauch von du, ich bin
das. Yeah, the fucking German. Come on. Come on. Saw her sing that live. It was really good.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
And I think Gaga's fitting for Pride Month, so.
Yeah, no shit Gaga is fitting for Pride Month.
You're weird indie shit not fitting for Pride Month. Baby. Get it out. Get it out.
You're going to hell.
Get out.
You're going to hell.
Get out.
You're going to hell.
Anyways, you can find us on Instagram or Twitter at twoservingspod. Our website is twoservingspod.com.
Please rate or review us wherever you find your podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah. What is an email us?
And we have a giveaway. So if you go to our...
Wait, I have to pee. I have to pee so bad.
Well, I'll just tell them about the giveaway. We're going to film like a giveaway thing, like a different thing, but I'm just going to let them know at the end of every episode too. We have a giveaway. So if you go to our Instagram at twoservingspod and you click the link in our bio, that will take you to how to enter the giveaway. It's super easy, super quick. And you can help support us and help support all of the independent queer creators that we've teamed up with for this giveaway. Shout out to all of you. The information for that giveaway and the link will also be in the description of this episode to save you time and trouble. And I feel like that was way longer than it needed to be. But I'm done now. I promise. Liam's peeing. Anyways, goodbye. See you next time. I need you to say bye, Liam.
Oh, bye, bye.
Yeah, ma.
Bye bye.
That's better.
Bye.
Okay.